I just got home from a whirlwind trip to Europe, spending 4 days birding in Germany, Austria, and Hungary while testing out a groundbreaking new line of Zeiss binoculars. Of the 150 or so bird species seen by our group, I added 96 lifers, including two of my most wanted species in the universe, the hoopoe and the bee-eater. Thrilling as seeing so many new birds was, it was also extraordinarily fun to see in such foreign settings a great many birds that were already on my life list. Some of our most abundant birds in America were introduced from Europe and the UK. The common city pigeons all over here in America are equally abundant in Europe. There, too, these birds are feral. Most lines of genuinely wild rock pigeons have disappeared now, swamped out genetically by domesticated breeds. Eurasian collared doves, which have become established over much of the U.S., are all over the place in their natural habitats, too. But I had to look over every pigeon I saw, because turtle doves and wood pigeons were among them, too, even in cities. House sparrows are common there, but I think I saw even more tree sparrows. Like house sparrows, Eurasian tree sparrows were introduced to the United States, but they only became established in the St. Louis area. Occasionally, one is reported as far as Minnesota, but sightings away from the core area in Missouri and Illinois are spotty. These handsome little sparrows are one of my favorite birds. Most of my sightings of Eurasian tree sparrows have been at my friend Susan's feeding station in a suburb of St. Louis. In Europe, I saw them just about everywhere. Starlings are, of course, very common and easy to see in as many habitats in Europe as they are here in America. And I loved seeing mute swan families in just about every pond and lake. These beautiful birds, who inspired the story of the ugly duckling, are native to Europe and apparently doing splendidly there where they belong. Here in America, where wetland ecosystems are composed of different species, mute swans have become ecological problems because our own native birds did not evolve with such aggressively territorial swans. In Europe, the lovely experience of watching these beautiful birds and their cygnets wasn't clouded in the least by ecological concerns. Several years ago, I saw a European goldfinch associating with American goldfinches at a feeder in northern Minnesota. The European species, which is stunningly beautiful and colorful, is often kept as a caged bird. A small population has become established in the Chicago area due to escapes of these captive birds. Seeing them in their native Europe was much more deeply satisfying. Last month, I added Gargany to my life list when one of these striking European teals showed up at Crex Meadows in Wisconsin, a first state record. That poor, tragic bird was desperately trying to attract the attentions of female blue-winged teals, but they were all closely attended by their own mates. Now I got to see Garganies in their natural homes with their natural mates. In December, I added tufted duck to my life list when I saw one at Lake Merritt in Oakland, California. That male has apparently returned to the same small area for several winters now. Again, it was much cooler to see this bird in its natural habitat with plenty of its own kind for company. Although seeing and hearing so many familiar birds was truly satisfying, seeing so many lifers, birds I've never seen in the wild in my whole life, was even more thrilling. Tomorrow I'll talk about some of these. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.